producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, closing out the week on a Friday. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. In Washington, D.C., they are proposing right now, they're writing a law which is going to be a May issue permit environment for the people of Washington, D.C. Now, they're not reading the tea leaves on this one. They're not reading the tea leaves on this one because the circuit court that told them they had to do away with their little scheme of not allowing people to carry guns outside of their home. That's a bad sign for them. Chicago tried this. Illinois tried this, and they didn't read the tea leaves either. Now, in other places, like in New York or Connecticut, they get away with it because of the judges up there. That's not happening in the D.C. area. So we'll see how that plays. They keep asking for more time to write more legislation, and they really want to appeal it and have it overturned. They've already asked them to just change their mind. But that's not what bothers me about the mayor, D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray, and his little city council. That bothers me a great deal, but that's not what's bothering me right now. They took, just like Obama, they took the time to commemorate what happened at the D.C. Naval Yard with calls for more national gun control. And D.C. has really, really prohibitive laws. But they want to see the same thing in the rest of the country. Vincent Gray, he made a few remarks during his speech, such as, "For me, it's a wound that remains fresh. Residents of our city lost friends and neighbors. They lost mothers and fathers. They lost colleagues, and they lost fellow church members. Our country is drowning in a sea of guns. Senseless gun violence like this is an all too fact of life here in the District of Columbia and in the nation's big cities, but it's a fact of life that we need to stop accepting." Well, if you look at a lot of the nation's big cities, they're surrounded. Philadelphia is a great example. Pennsylvania is a very pro-gun state, but in Philadelphia, they enjoy a higher status than the rest of the state, so they're a little more prohibitive. And you have more crime happening in Philadelphia than you do in the rest of the state. And for some reason, these big city mayors get out there and will tell people, "Hey, you know the reason that we have crime here in the big city? It's not because we have too much gun control. It's because we don't have enough gun control." Now, with the advent of the dissemination of information and everything, as people become more and more aware of stats, and Chicago is going to be really bad for cities like New York and Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia and Baltimore and Los Angeles and everywhere else, because Chicago is going to have to go the same way as the rest of the state. They can do things as far as prohibiting gun shops, but concealed carry is going to happen in Chicago, same way it's going to happen in the surrounding areas of Illinois. And we're going to see. We're already seeing crime go down in Chicago. We're already seeing that happen. And this is going to be bad for the District of Columbia. Now, they'll deny it, of course. They'll deny it. They'll they'll be out there saying, well, of course, we have guns around here. And some of the stuff they want to do with their permit, like you can't be within 1,000 yards or 1,000 feet of a motorcade. Aren't those things moving? How do you stay too far away or far enough away per statute to where you're not breaking the law? Especially if it's moving. What if it's moving towards you? Are you just supposed to be unarmed all day whenever a motorcade is moving about in Washington, D.C.? Mayor Gray was not done, though. He says, why is it that these tragic occurrences never seem to move us any closer to ensure guns don't get in the hands of criminals or people who are mentally unstable? I refuse to be silent that the time for passion is now, ladies and gentlemen. Guns are not the answer, ladies and gentlemen. Guns would not have saved the victims of the Navy Yard. Guns, in fact, did save anybody else at the Navy Yard because they shot Aaron Alexis down. Had guns not arrived to deal with Aaron Alexis, he might still be shooting there. So, yes, Mayor Gray, if guns aren't the answer, let's just disarm the police. How about that? Why are the police walking about armed? If guns aren't the answer. Guns aren't the answer. He also lamented the fact that they have to put a carry permit in place following the Palmer court case decision. It'll be the same thing New Jersey has, where I think 0.02% of residents have a concealed carry permit in New Jersey. I can't imagine what is the compelling need that you have to show, what that 0.02% showed law enforcement in New Jersey to get those permits. California is largely based on where you live. If you live in a city or in a county where you have a sheriff that's fairly conservative, you might get a permit. And then you get a very good permit. It's the best permit in the United States, as far as I'm concerned. It's just getting it in the first place that's the hard part. Getting out there and commemorating the death of innocence by renewing calls for gun control, which only affects innocence. It only affects the law-abiding. Gun control affects the same people that got shot down at the D.C. Naval Yard. That's what gun control affects. And the more I hear these guys going in that direction, the more I have to sit back and say, I know that they're smart enough to understand the utility of a firearm. And I know that they understand that guns do make a difference in violent crime, in deterring violent crime, and in stopping violent crime. So what's their angle? Why are they continually pushing for gun control? I think they want the same thing that the more rabid of the gun control groups, they want. They want a monopoly on violence, and they don't care about the safety of the people that live within their purview. They don't care that they're defenseless. Being tough on crime with a regime put in place that only affects those that don't break crime or don't break law is stupid. It's stupid, it's counterproductive, and it leads to pain, and it leads to injury and death. And yet it's like they have the blinders on. They just can't get past this notion that they have to have more gun control. They can't abide by what the rest of the country goes through. Gray continued, those laws are tough laws, and the laws of others are now under attack by Second Amendment advocates who believe in putting the rights of gun owners before community safety. And he pointed out how Aaron Alexis was able to buy his weapon legally. That's because he fell through the cracks. And you know what? You can't prevent that. You cannot prevent that. All your little caveats and everything else are not going to catch everybody. And when they erupt, it'd be really nice if somebody there was armed to deal with that when it happens. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. The Moms Demand. Well, I don't know if they demand action so much as attention. But they've suffered yet another setback in their effort to get more corporations to ban guns. They went to Kroger in Lansing, Michigan, and they were booted off the property. um,
Linda Brundage, who heads up the group's Mid-Michigan chapter, said that their stance is not going to stop the mom's demand to tensions ongoing protests at Kroger stores. Nearly a dozen of them showed up there. It was massive. The group was initially asked to leave the parking lot, but then they were invited inside to speak with store management. Now, they get kicked out of places a lot. They've been kicked out of the Staples World Headquarters. They've been kicked out of Chipotle. They've been kicked out of Targets. It's just not a good day. Kroger reps from their regional Michigan offices say that changes to Kroger's current policy, which is to simply follow local law, that is unlikely to occur. Chris Albee, their vice president of merchandising for Michigan, said the company's Cincinnati headquarters was aware of the protests, but isn't expected to change its policy. Our policy is consistent with what it's been all along, that we follow the state's regulations, and we don't have a specific policy for Kroger at all. So, in other words, the moms demand attention, aren't getting any attention. That just cracks me up. I love somebody that is so deluded as to believe what they're told to think by their leadership. Because what it really boils down to is this. All of these places that they have kowtowed to them verbally have not changed their policy for the most part. The overwhelming majority of these places, now, they have paid the price in some, not necessarily them, their patrons have. Their patrons have, and their employees have. Just ask the Jack in the Box, the one that got robbed three times, the same one, same location. Just ask the people outside the Target store in Atlanta, that lady that got just kicked all over the parking lot. They have had blowback from this, and some of these have backpedaled really quick by saying, hey, wait, we didn't ban guns. Panera Bread, that's the latest one to join this litany. They've not changed their policy. They've made a request. And then, you know, that carries a lot of weight with me. But what has changed is really nothing. Target has really good clothes for my granddaughter. We like the clothes that they have, the styles they have, the selection they have. So when I walk in, I just, you know, he requests that we leave our guns at home, and I simply ignore that request because they haven't complied with the law in order to ban it. And they're not going to. They understand what the repercussions would be. You've got 57,000 plus businesses in the United States that are outwardly acknowledging their support for people carrying a weapon. No crime happening there. Somehow or other, I don't know why, you know, the guns. I've got one right here beside me. It's whispering to me. It's whispering to me. It's saying, don't you want to go off the deep end? Of course, I'm not listening to it because it's an inanimate object that won't do anything I don't tell it to do via physical action. It won't even do what I tell it to do verbally. Misfire. Nothing. One of the things that the gun grabbers have done successfully in some cases is divide and conquer. Now, you've got this rabid class of hunters out there that don't use the kind of weapons that people like I use when we go and train tactically. They don't use ARs. Now, some of them are moving to them because they're getting in the right caliber. That's the thing about the AR. The platform is very adaptable. But a lot of them use bolt-action rifles. And there's a lot of them that have said before, we don't care if they ban assault weapons. We don't use them. You don't use those things to take deer or bull, moose or elk or bear. Okay, true enough. Then you have this incident that happened in Pennsylvania where the two state police were shot by a guy with a bolt gun, with a bolt-action rifle. And guess what all of a sudden everybody has discovered? A person with good position, with a bolt gun, with a wide angle of view, can shoot a bunch of people. I mean, they discovered that in Austin, Texas in the 60s, didn't they? Now you've got two separate gun control groups who are wanting to control those as well. You've got Ceasefire Pennsylvania and the National Gun Victim Actions Council. Where do they come from? I don't know where all these guys come from. I really don't. Why they don't coalesce and become one big group is beyond me. But that's fine. That means that their vision of gun control is not eye to eye with everybody else. The CEO of the NGVAC, Elliot Feinman, prone for histrionics, as he's known for, has dubbed the most technologically advanced bolt-action rifle in the world, the Tracking Point PGF, a firearm suitable only for terrorists. He's going after the Tracking Point system, which costs $27,000. You know, a gun like that, you know, I've got a couple of Salient pistols. I've got a couple of guns that are, you know, tipping the $2,000 mark. That's nothing compared to a Tracking Point gun. I mean, there's a class of weapons out there that are like Rolex watches. And this is one of those. Now, some of the guns I have, they're not Timexes and they're not Rolexes, but they, you know, they fall somewhere in between. But I mean, this is like a very expensive toy for some people. And they're saying they have no legitimate civilian use. You know what? That's not for you to decide, Elliot. I know right now you're hyperventilating. Go get a bag. He says there are three groups who will buy these rifles: insurrectionists, terrorists, and hate groups. And given the sniper rifle's deadly accuracy, no one is safe. This cannot be allowed. I just don't know. I'm sure Charles Whitman would have to disagree with you. Their biggest objection is the technology behind the heart of the Tracking Point precision guided firearm system. It's network tracking scope, a computer which calculates 20 ballistic variables 54 times per second. All the shooter has to do to fire the $27,500 weapon is align the reticle onto the target, press the tag button. They can't have that. A smart gun. It's a smart gun. I thought they were all for that. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right. Welcome back. On a Friday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I want to expand a little bit on this tracking point thing, because the tracking point system is a single source system. There's only one place you can get it. It's exceedingly expensive, which makes it impractical. I mean, I won't buy a Trishicon optic for my rifle because they cost as much as the rifle. I'm certainly not going to buy a $28,000 package, because if what makes them work, and I was getting to that and I was talking into the break, which is not very good, but when you find the target, you tag it. And that puts a little designated point on it. And then you can pull the trigger and you start playing that reticle back, trying to find that tag. And when that tag is reached by the reticle, when the crosshair is on it, the gun fires then. It is not instantaneous. It can take a little bit of time to time. And yeah, you're hitting a target that is a long way away. But who's going to use it? I can see military applications with this. I can see where they would bring that into play. But it is a system that only has one place that you can buy it from. Now, that high cost, single source, which makes it scarce, availability, actually mean they're the kind of rifles that groups attempting to hide their presence would avoid at all costs, because there are going to be so few of them sold. It also takes a rifleman with a considerable amount of skill to employ the rifle at extended ranges quickly. See, the layman, yes, they can get up there and they can make a long shot, absolutely. But it's not going to be like They're a sniper. They're shooting at a static target. Snipers shoot at sometimes moving targets, which makes them so lethal when they become, when they develop a degree of lethality. Which, that was just a redundant phrase, wasn't it? Ceasefire PA, a state gun control group in Pennsylvania, is using the recent shooting of two state troopers by law enforcement, hating military reenactor, to call for increased restrictions on all long guns. The weapon that was used in that shooting was a .308, which is a very common caliber. And now they're wanting tougher background checks on weapons just like it. The group is made up of mayors and activists from across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and called for expanded background checks on people buying long guns, such as rifles and shotguns. Ceasefire says that FBI figures show the number of murders committed with long guns has doubled since 1996. It should come as no surprise to you that they are lying through their teeth. According to the FBI, long guns accounted for 622 murders in 2012, 322 rifles, 303 shotguns, and 1,205 in 1996, 532 rifles, 673 shotguns, according to the tables that they provide, which means they've been cut in half. They have not doubled. They've been cut in half. The attempt to target long guns comes after numerous media outlets sympathetic to gun control curiously chose last week to abandon that fixation, that 30-year-long fixation on assault weapons. So now they've noticed bolt-action guns, too, which have been the ones, you know, that everybody exempts. Those are the ones that everybody has exempted. And the hunters have gone along with that scheme. And it's just funny. It's just funny to me. They're going to call them sniper rifles because they can make a long-range shot. They come with a telescopic sight, or you put one on it. And the owners who now own them, which the overwhelming majority of them are waiting. You know, without hunters, there's no animal conservation money coming for the most part. I mean, California has shot themselves in the foot because of this lead ammunition ban with hunting. There will be fewer hunters out there. Ammunition is going to cost triple what it used to cost. Lead in the environment, lead in the form of a projectile, does not break down. It sits there dormant. Animals are only hurt by the lead in a projectile when it strikes them at a high rate of speed. But that's okay because they've gone environmentally safe even though there's no danger. And they're going to have conservation money is going to begin to diminish. Also, hunting in California will begin to diminish, but those hunters will probably pack their stuff up and take it on the road, go hunting elsewhere. So now the hunting rifles are now sniper rifles. The hunters are insurrectionists and terrorists. And they're pushing, once again, universal background checks as a de facto gun registry, which is their new holy grail. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for universal background checks because they know, like we know, that it won't work without a gun registry, which is why they have to be resisted. That's not a very long thing to figure out on your own, which I know. I know you already have. Now, in the past, liberals have exempted bolt-action guns because they can't, according to them, they can't be used in a mass killing. Despite copious evidence to the contrary that they have been used to kill many people really fast. Take, for example, a Wisconsin liberal named, who identifies himself as Citizen Dave. He wrote, for the purposes of dispatching a deer, taking home some venison, the Remington 700 30-06 bolt-action rifle is all I need. It won't work nearly as well for mass murder, and that's my point. If anyone needs, for any legitimate purpose worth caring about, it's the kind of gun that any self-respecting liberal Madisonian should own. Back during World War I, the British carried the 303 Enfield. It has much more muzzle energy and it has greater range than today's so-called assault weapons. And they were bolt guns, and they were known for their ability to put 15 rounds on a target at 300 yards in a mad minute, with a record of 38 shots taken in 1 minute at 300 yards being set 99 years ago in 1914. American riflemen, armed with the 1903 Springfield and the 1917 Enfield, were equally, if not more, proficient. And they were in the military caliber of 30-06. Here, Charles Whitman in Austin used a Remington 700, nearly identical to the one that Citizen Dave uses. He used one that he purchased to kill 11 and wound 32. That's a total of 43 people shot. In the infamous University of Texas Bell Tower shootings, used to make shots as far away as 500 yards. Once again, you know, the tool can be prostituted. It can be used for the purpose it wasn't meant for. But for these liberals, when you point something out like this to them, reality is, it's a very harsh mistress. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Coswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for market wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I drove about, I don't know, an hour and a half away yesterday. And I went through the pain of throwing my Oh No kit in the back of the car. And I'm reconsidering my Oh No kit a little bit. Now, I like the Oh No kit because it is small and I can get it all into one bag. But I have a bigger bag. And and I'm, you know, I'm considering how I, when I go out, do I want to carry more? Do I want to plate up? Do I want a combat belt? You know, a battle belt, as they say. What am I wanting? And it's not just the ISIS thing that's going on. Tuesday night, a mob in Ferguson, Missouri, stormed a city council meeting and promised a race war if they don't get a preordained guilty verdict in the Michael Brown affair. One speaker told the council members, "You are ISIS to black people." There was one woman who voiced support for the police. She had to be escorted by the police out of the building after the meeting. They've also threatened to shut down St. Louis Cardinals and Rams games this Sunday, disrupt weekend grocery shopping trips throughout the area, and mount massive demonstrations if the Cardinals reach the World Series. And lastly came the foreshadowing of further violence if Wilson is not charged and convicted. If Darren Wilson gets off, you all better bring every army you all have got because it's going down, said one speaker. A lot of that is happening in Ferguson is a result of local law enforcement reaction. If I was protesting and I had a guy 50 yards away with a sniper rifle on my chest, I might take that as a bad sign if I'm just doing a peaceful protest. But there have been other places. In Memphis, Tennessee, you had a racially motivated mob that attacked everybody they ran across at a Tennessee Kroger, of all places. And then you have Islamic terrorists belonging to Hezbollah
Hamas and ISIS, they're all thought to be plotting Mumbai-type attacks in the U.S. cities, and they're said to be flooding over our virtually undefended southern border, suggesting that a strike killing dozens to hundreds is imminent. And on the 10th of September, four known terrorists were arrested on the border. And that's something the media has chosen to ignore. When Jason Chaffetz, Representative Jason Chaffetz, was questioning Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, Jay Johnson would neither deny nor confirm these things. Australia. I'm asking the same question, Craig. I'm asking the same question. Australia just concluded a big counterterrorism operation where they disrupted a bunch of ISIS cells, and what they were going to do was they were going to go out into the streets and start beheading people at random in Australia. And then we have the long-run concerns that in some circles that we have a lawless executive branch using the ATF, the Bureau of Land Management, the EPA, the FBI, the IRS, and other federal agencies to attack political opponents, suggesting that now the federal government is now a corrupted force for tyranny instead of a force for freedom. Because of these issues, among others, Americans are increasingly buying not just firearms, but are also increasingly investing in both soft body armor of the kind used by police to resist pistol bullets and also hard armor plates similar to those worn by the military designed to stop multiple rifle rounds. Have you decided to invest in some sort of body armor? Have you bought a weapon? Have you trained with a weapon? If you haven't, why do you think you don't need it? That's my problem. Why do you think you don't need it? We got a lot of things brewing in the United States today. All those things I mentioned, you've still got the possibility of confiscation in states like Connecticut and New York. That's brewing. So, why hasn't anybody joined me on all this? How many of you are disengaged altogether? How many of you are looking out there saying, it can't happen here? They want to do a Mumbai-type attack in the United States. The terrorists do. They really do. Let's go to the phones. I know he's been trying to get in. Craig in Pennsylvania. Yes, sir.
Concealed carry guns in Pennsylvania schools.
What about them?
There is mixed response, not only between the legislatures, but also I went online, and there's about a 50-50 response amongst the readers of the local newspaper also.
Well, that's because they've been brainwashed, isn't it? But they've been told that teachers can't handle them. we hand over our children to teachers to care for and be in charge of for hours a day, but we won't trust them with a gun. And the thing about armed teachers is that I think they are the best setup to have in any school would be to have voluntary armed teachers and some school resource officers. They can stop a school shooting in a heart thump. Because all the ones that train, all the ones that have actually taken this up, in some circles they train and they have to qualify with a higher score than police officers do. And they're taking this really, really seriously. And, you know, these teachers, they have a a thing about their students. I mean, it's almost parental with in some cases with some of these. So they're going to be very fierce when if they have to protect their students. I don't understand why this is not being grabbed and taken and run with.
There is one teacher, Mark, I can't even pronounce his last name, but he says that I am the first responder, and I believe I can make a difference, and other people like me can make a difference if we have the proper tools and training, which I totally agree with him.
Well, that's absolutely true. I tell you what, we're about to flip into the next hour. Do you want to hold? I know you tried real hard to get in, so
yeah,
you want
sure.
to hold through that, and we will continue that conversation when we get on the other side. So you hang on, please, sir. Armed teachers are going to make a difference if they're put in place. And what they also need to do when they put that in place is put out signage indicating to the people on the outside, when you're driving up in the school line, I mean, they're going to have they've already got this in Arkansas at one Christian school, a Christian school. Signage that says, our staff is armed, and we will react with lethal force if you attempt to harm staff and or students. If you got enough of those signs out there, the same way you do the gun-free zone signs, then very likely they're not going to have anybody coming into that school because it is an advertised gun existing zone, self-defense enhanced zone. In other words, a zone that you can operate unmolested for X amount of time. Let's go into hour number two. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor. Come and take it.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.